Well, first place to start, I guess, is Saturday. Another clean sheet and a really strong away performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. I thought from first minute to the last, I thought it was a very, very mature performance from everyone. I think we managed the game very well. We were more of a threat going forward than we have been previously, and I thought we were solid. We showed we were solid at the back, obviously getting another clean sheet, which is good.
Did the new arrivals give you a boost last week, Dom, do you think?
Oh, definitely. I think they did, because sometimes you need that, just a few new players, a few new faces in, because it adds to competition. Everyone ups their game. Everyone's playing for the shirt. And when you're doing that, if you get comfortable, sometimes you can't get your best performances up. But when there's competition for shirts and there's new players that have got to prove a point, I think it does up everyone's game a bit, and I think we showed that on Saturday.
Yeah, and of course Anthony Grant was playing just in front of you, yourself and Tafazoli, wasn't he? He looked very comfortable in that position, just in front of the back four, protected you well and used the ball well as well.
I thought he was different class, to be fair. I thought he showed his experience during the game, and he made me, I'm sure he made Taf as well, he felt very calm about the whole situation, even when we was under the cosh maybe in the start of the second half. He's a very calm character, and that sort of composure helps the whole team. And that sort of experience he showed, just with managing the game, like little free kicks, maybe wasting a little bit of time during the game. And I think he done really well.
And it sets you up really nicely, doesn't it, for this weekend, which is a big game against a side who are flying in Sheffield United, one to relish and look forward to, I suppose.
Yeah, no, I'm buzzing for the game, to be honest. I think at home, hopefully, like my first game at home, and I think we can carry on the performance and build on it even more from Saturday. Taking the train this week, going to the game on Saturday, I think everyone's going to be in full confidence to go and get a good result against Sheffield United. I truly believe that.
Yeah, and it should be a big game atmosphere. I think they're bringing 4,000. There's probably going to be 10,000 plus there. Do you think that'll help the players in a way? Real sort of buzzing atmosphere and almost pressure off slightly at home for once, because Sheffield United are, well, they're top of the league and expected to get back to the Championship.
Yeah, I do think that. I think teams at the top of the league, it's always going to be a tough game, and obviously Sheffield United are expected to win every game. But I see with the quality we've got here and the players, from what I've seen since I've been here, is we're a team that can go and get promoted as well. These are the sort of games which kind of show can you go up another level? And I think if we can play similar and even better than what we played on Saturday, then I think we'll go and get a good result.
Yeah, and I suppose that big game atmosphere won't hold any fear for you, obviously playing in the Championship this year for Rotherham, but also looking back on previous experience at Rangers, a huge, huge club, of course, with a massive, massive fan base.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I love the big games. I think the more fans, the better. The tougher the opponent, even better as well, because it's a challenge that, as a young player, you want to be put up against. And I think that's something I'm excited for. I'm sure everyone, all the players here and the staff will be excited for too.